What is the best way to do the elevator pitch?
If you talk for longer than 6 seconds, the other side's going to ask themselves, is this guy wasting my time? So to get out in front of that, you say, look, at some point in time when I'm talking, you're going to ask yourself if you're wasting your time. Now, what I just did was what we've termed the accusations audit. And it's academically, I'm going to do an audit of the potential negative thoughts you might have. And the crazy thing about emotional intelligence is you can't plant an emotion. You can't plant the positive. You can't plant the negative. So if I call out a negative in advance, it won't put it in your head. And then the kicker is it'll actually inoculate you from experiencing that. It's very much like when a doctor's getting ready to give you a shot. He's going to say, it's going to hurt. And he hits you with a needle. And you'll be like, oh, that wasn't that bad. Now, if the doctor says to you, I don't want you to think this is going to hurt, and he hits you with the needle, you're like, Doc, come on, what are you talking about? That hurt. People are incredibly resilient if warned.